It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Live from Miami Beach in the Convention Center, getting you ready for Super Bowl 54, the man that was on the call, and oddly enough, we bumped into each other, not literally, but figuratively, in the bathroom at the Convention Center more so than anything, Kevin Harlan now joining us. How you doing, buddy? Of all places, I have to look over and I, oh, that's Kevin Harlan washing his hands. Good. Yeah.
It was a good trip to the bathroom, too, as I recall, but anyway, we are back safe from Miami, and I'm sitting here watching the Chiefs victory parade, and it's about 20 degrees and snowy, and it's windy, but they think there are over a million people in Kansas City watching this.
Yeah, how about that?
Parade this afternoon. I know it.
I got to tell you, I came back, I flew back on Saturday, and I'm driving around, I'm listening to all the pregame stuff, I'm listening to your call. There is an art to knowing when to shut up and knowing when to describe what's going on and to paint the picture. Your picture of the 100th anniversary, you know, the 100 best players coming out and then the flyovers, and that was magnificent, man. It's difficult because you can go to the PA announcer who's announcing it. You can do it yourself. I mean, at times you just got to know when to shut up, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was all pretty self-explanatory. You know, when they celebrated the 100 top players in pro football, which is like a subset of the Hall of Fame. So it's like this group is the elite of the elite of the elite. It really doesn't give it justice, I don't think, unless you see the faces and see the expressions and just see them all together. Like it to me, Bill, when they were showing it in the stadium and on TV, and we're trying to describe it on radio, which is very difficult, but when you had Peyton Manning's, you know, with, you know, when they had the 10 quarterbacks, and you know, they had Manning and Montana and Brady, and I mean, you're just going, wow, look at Marino, like all these great quarterbacks, the best of the best, and to think that we may have one even better playing in that game in about a half hour, this is all in the pregame activity, mm-hmm. You just kind of think, wow, where is this league going? Where has it been? How have they, you know, seen this great change, and but it was Jim Brown with all these greats. It was phenomenal. I think Brown was voted the greatest player, greatest single player of all time. It was fun to watch it, to be a part of it, and like you feel honored to be able to, you know, to be around the greats of the game, and you've seen plenty of them, and you've interviewed a lot of them, and we were around them this past week, so it was a lot of fun. I felt very honored to be there.
The game itself, I mean, once you get into it, it's football. You know, I mean, it is what it is. Did you feel that, because there was a shift. I mean, there was obviously the Chiefs come in and they were able to force the out and then force the turnover. And then all of a sudden you could just kind of feel that momentum swing. And you thought, okay, you were waiting that whole game for Patrick Mahomes and company to flip that switch. You could feel the switch being flipped, couldn't you?
You really could. There was a specific play in that fourth quarter. First of all, with about 7 minutes left, I mean, the Chiefs were down by 10. And you're thinking, actually what I was thinking, I was starting to gather my thoughts and how I was going to call a San Francisco win. That's how much I thought it was over. I thought they got the momentum. Then there was a penalty on the Kansas City offense. And Kurt Warner on our broadcast had said about 2 minutes before this play I'm going to talk about, he had said the one thing San Francisco cannot do on defense is let one of these fast receivers of Kansas City get in back of them. And sure enough, two plays later, the Chiefs had it third and 15 at their 35, and he just wings one downfield, and there's Tyreek Hill, maybe the fastest single player in pro football, and he's gotten in back of the defense, and he catches it for 44. And to me, that was the moment that you thought, uh-oh. If you're a 49er fan, like, uh-oh, here it comes. And then, of course, they go on to score 21 unanswered, and in the final 6.5 minutes, score 3 touchdowns and beat San Francisco. And somebody showed me, I think it was Trey Wingo of ESPN, put out a note that Mahomes, in his career, with a double-digit deficit, I don't know if it was in the fourth quarter or the second half, including the playoffs, is 5-0. Kurt Warner, who is in the Hall of Fame, same situation, was 2-44. Now think about that. Wow. As a Hall of Fame quarterback, and I haven't talked to Kurt about it, but he'd probably say, yeah, I mean, what we're seeing now is unique and special. And every quarterback I talk to say that we have never seen – what he is he's a younger Aaron Rodgers, arm talent-wise. He is a younger Aaron Rodgers, but 2.0. Like, this is the next addition. This is the next evolution of what Rodgers could do with his arms. Still can do from time to time now, certainly, but did, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, when he was really, really taking the league by storm. That's what Mahomes is now, but even better. The arm movement, what he can do, all different than and even better than Aaron, which is really saying something, because Aaron's going to Canton himself too. So a lot of things to talk about, certainly.
One of the things that I appreciated listening to the broadcast was Kurt Warner's honesty. I mean, there were times where he was giving and heaping, rightfully so, a lot of praise on Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes didn't play great early on in that ball game. And then just said, we won't be denied. I mean, we saw that throughout the playoffs this year, but I appreciated listening to Kurt's take on it, because he said he just missed that pass, or he feels a little bit nervousness because he threw that one straight into the ground. I mean, early on in that game, you thought, boy, is this moment too big for him? And then, like I said, the flip switch, you know?
Well, you know, these quarterbacks, and you've seen as many as I have over the years, like the real good ones, the Montanas, the Bradys, Rodgers, Brett was very animated, but the great ones, just they don't, their pulse doesn't quicken. And Mahomes, and I can't figure it out. We know his dad was a baseball pitcher. We know he was around clubhouses as a kid and was always the best athlete and always could throw the furthest. And we know he played shortstop and probably could have drafted had he hung out with more of a baseball tint to his passion. But his passion was football. And what he's done and how he's gone about it is really remarkable. And when you hear the quarterbacks who played the game, I work with Rich Gannon on CBS, and he was an MVP and played in the Super Bowl, and you hear Kurt Warner talk about these guys, I mean, I think they're really taken back by what they're seeing. Like the kid's never out of it. He doesn't, and like all the great ones, he does not blink. He just continues to do what he does and takes chances and has such great confidence in his ability. And it doesn't hurt when you've got one of the two best tight ends in pro football, when you've got a running back who suddenly has caught fire for a running attack that has been kind of non-existent all year, and you've got the fastest, you know, group collectively of wide receivers. I guess you just feel like, hey, you know what, we're bulletproof. You know, I don't care what we're down by. We got 7 minutes on the clock. Let's go after it. And they did. And even as surprising as all of that is that this is the number two defense in all of pro football, like the number one pass defense in pro football. That, as you know, Wisconsinites, we all saw that you know, they had a tough time, the Packers out there against that D. So, as Minnesotans can say about what they saw the week before the Packer game and the Vikings, the interceptions and the sacks on Cousins and everything else. So, to do what Kansas City did with a deficit of 10. With 7 minutes left in the game was shocking. Like, almost as shocking as New England being down to Atlanta 28-3 late in the third quarter, with Atlanta in New England territory and moving the ball. Right. And of course, the commonality is the offensive coordinator that day at the Super Bowl between the Patriots and Falcons, and the head coach of San Francisco is the same guy, Kyle Shanahan.
Talking with Kevin Harlan at TNT, Westwood One and CBS. Let me ask you this, because this was the question that we ran fluid all throughout our week-long broadcast. So when you look at the two teams on that field, the Kansas City Chiefs were beaten by the Packers. The Packers were beaten soundly twice by the San Francisco 49ers. The Chiefs beat the 49ers to win a Super Bowl. How far away are the Packers?
Well, when they were getting ready for the 49er game, I thought the most significant difference between the two teams was a second good, reputable receiver. They had Adams, but he saw a ton of traffic. He was constantly covered, and at least a guy and a half, if not two and three on some plays. So that's the first legitimate throwing target that Rodgers had. His tight end, as we know, has a hard time getting open. The receivers are young and are not in the category of you know, like for instance, San Francisco has Emmanuel Sanders and Debo Samuel and the best tight end in football. That's three significant, and a running attack that is just kicking butt all over the place. So like look at all that Garoppolo had in front of him and his choices and what he could do. And then look what Aaron had. Yeah, I get the running back thing, but that's almost by necessity. No team wants to throw to a running back that many times. And so you need to stretch that field. You need to open up that defense. You need to make them play sideline to sideline. And they had one legitimate guy that could do that. If he had two, even with the tight end not a factor, if he just had one guy that was comparable to Samuel, comparable to Sanders, just like not elite, but just really good, like he's had in the past with at least, you know, Nelson and Driver, or Driver and, you know, just like he at least had two guys, at least two guys, but he had one. Mm-hmm. And when you're going to the same guy and looking at the same guy all the time, and you guys, I know, have talked about this ad nauseum throughout the state, but to me, from a distance, that was the biggest difference. Had he had, you know, I'm not even saying a Pro Bowl caliber receiver, just a good receiver that made the secondary honest and the coverage honest, I really felt they could have made that game a lot closer. But they didn't have that. They've got one guy. So on that checklist of what they need to do, obviously, is they've got to get some receiver talent. They got to get some speed. They got to take advantage of this arm, because one of the greatest things that disappointments that's going to happen is that he's 37 at the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
Turned 37 in December. He's 37 years old. We know there is a shelf life on players, and while in the mind, Breeze and Brady and Rodgers all want to play deep into their 40s. Right now, you can see Brady was exposed and looked old and felt old this year. And I don't know how far Aaron is away from that, but the clock is ticking, as we all know. He has got to get something else at that receiver position. And in a perfect world, they get a little bit more at tight end that they can really strain that linebacker that's got to cover him, or that safety that's dropping down and has got to cover him. Then you'll see what Rodgers can do. I just kind of feel like there just wasn't enough after Adams.
Hey, real quick, Kevin, before I let you go, obviously on the call tomorrow night, the Bucks and the 76ers, you're switching over from football into the NBA now. Bucks best record in the league. Give me your thoughts, not only about the matchup, but about what you've been able to witness over the fence looking at Giannis and this team that has the best record in the NBA.
I think they're great, and we need Bledsoe to play like he played in the playoffs a year ago, but I think they're terrific, and they have got everything on. They're hit in a time in the league on the schedule when you really begin to droop, and it's hard to find fire, and it's hard to find, you know, the All-Star game's a couple weeks away now, 10 days away, whatever it is, and you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, because once you get by an All-Star, now it's kind of a race. You got the 20 games left or whatever, and you're in full stride. I just feel like this team has just not let their foot off the gas. And that, to me, is resembles what the great teams in the past have done. Some of the better Michael teams, some of the better Golden State teams, the teams that feel it, know it, have that sense, can have been through it they went through last year. I my sense is, and I'm anxious to talk with Mike tomorrow night when we get to Milwaukee in the arena, but and they're playing a quality Philadelphia team that can't for the life, you know, win on the road. I don't know what the issue is. They're really struggling on the road. Their defense has just been horrendous on the road. But this is one of those teams they're going to meet somewhere along the line. Again, you begin to draw the line in the sand, but they've done it all season long. I mean, the Bucks are on that course right now where you can just feel even the growth from last year. They look it, they feel it, and they're showing it with the record and how they're playing. I'm bullish on them, and I don't know if there's a team that's as good as them right now. The record would say that. I've looked at a lot of the West. I've done a lot of Laker games. They just feel like they're right there. Toronto's catching fire. I don't think they've got the firepower of the Bucks.
It is always a pleasure, and the next time we run into each other, let's make it out of the restaurant somewhere, not the bathroom down at the Miami Convention Center.
You got it.
All right, buddy, you take care. We'll see you down here, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Bill. Always fun. Take
Absolutely.
Care.
There you go. Kevin Harlan, TNT, Westwood One, CBS. He is going to be on the call tomorrow night for the Bucks and the 76ers matchup, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. That's going to be on TNT. The pregame coverage begins at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, with the 2020 NBA All-Star Draft presented by the Jordan Brand and TNT, the exclusive home for all the top events from NBA All-Star 2020 in Chicago all the way through February 13th through the 16th. That is our buddy Kevin Harlan joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.